Telephone English by John Hughes. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2006. Listening 1.
Good morning, AIC Computing.
Sales, please.
One moment. Hello, sales. Can I help you?
Yes. Can I speak to Vitali Marini, please?
Certainly. One moment.
Vitali Marini speaking.
Hi, Vitali. It's John Peterson here.
Oh, John. How are you?
Listening 2. 1.
Hello, AIC Computing. Can I help you?
Can I speak to Vitali Marini, please?
2.
Hello, Vitali Marini speaking.
Hi, Vitali. It's John Peterson here.
3.
Oh, John, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Listening 3. 1.
Good morning, AIC Computing. Can I help you?
Good morning. Can I speak to Vitali Marini, please?
Who's calling?
This is Walter Geiger. I'm a friend of Vitali's.
One moment.
2.
Hello.
Hi. Is that Diana?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Diana. It's Midori.
Oh, hi, Midori. I didn't recognize your voice. How are you?
3.
Hello, IT. Louis speaking.
Hi, Louis. This is Sylvia at AIC Computing.
Oh, hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What can I do for you?
Could I speak to Freddy, please?
He isn't at his desk. I'll just ask someone.
Listening 4. 1.
Can I help you?
2.
This is Midori.
3.
Can I speak to Walter?
4.
How are you?
5.
Is Eric there?
6.
It's Anne at AIC Computing.
Listening 5. 1.
Hello, AIC Computing. Can I help you?
Can I speak to Freddy, please?
2.
Sure. Can I have your name, please?
This is Walter Geiger. I'm a friend of Freddy's.
One moment. I'll put you through.
3.
Hello, Freddy speaking.
Hi, Freddy. It's Walter.
4.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Have I rung you at a bad moment?
No, it's fine.
Listening 6. Call 1.
I found your company in the phone directory and I'd like some information about your products. Can I speak to someone about receiving a brochure or catalogue, please?
Certainly. One moment, I'll put you through.
Call 2.
Hi, I'm calling in connection with a payment for the last job I did. I still haven't received any money.
One moment. Let me just see if someone's available to deal with this.
Call 3.
Hello. The reason I'm phoning is because of some rewritable CDs that we bought from you. I'm afraid there's something wrong with them.
Oh, I'm sorry. You need to speak to my colleague. I'll try his number for you.
Call 4.
Oh, hello. It's with regard to the advert for the post of secretarial assistant in today's paper. It says I can get more information on this number about the vacancy.
That's right. I'll just connect you to the person in charge of this.
Call 5.
Hi, it's about the English lessons which are starting next week. Well, do you know if anyone can attend?
Sorry, I don't know anything about it. I'll transfer you to Sylvia. She might know.
Call 6.
Hello. I placed an order with you this morning and I'd like to change something.
Sorry, you've come through to the wrong extension. I'll put you back through to reception and they'll be able to connect you.
Listening 7. 1.
Hello, AIC Computing. How can I help you?
I'm calling in connection with the job advert in the paper.
2.
One moment. Can I have your name, please?
It's Ray Graham.
One moment, I'll put you through to Human Resources.
3.
Hello, Human Resources.
Hello, I'd like to apply for the job in today's paper.
I'll just connect you to the person in charge of this.
4.
Hello, job applications.
Hello, I'm calling about applying for the job in today's paper.
Listening 8. 1.
Hello, accounts.
Hi, Rosine. It's Gordon. Is Rashid there?
No, he isn't. He isn't at his desk. Sorry, Gordon. We think he's in a meeting.
Do you know when he's free?
I'm not sure. I hope he'll be back at 11 because I'm meeting him then.
Can I leave a message?
No problem.
Please ask him to call me back.
I'll tell him.
Bye.
2.
Hello, Rashid speaking.
Hello. Can I speak to Rosine, please?
I'm afraid not. She's out at the moment. Can I help?
No, it's okay. Can you ask her if we're still okay for 6 o'clock tonight?
Yes, okay. Who's calling?
It's a friend. She'll know who it is.
Bye.
3.
Hello, accounts.
Hello, can I speak to Rashid, please?
I'm sorry, but he's on another call. Do you want to hold?
No, it's okay. Do you know how long he'll be?
I'm afraid not. Is it urgent?
Yes. Can you say Gordon called?
Sure.
Is that Rosine again?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Rosine. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Listening 9.
Tell her I called.
Tell her I called.
1.
Please ask him to call me.
2.
Can she give him my message?
3.
Can I leave her my phone number?
4.
Is he there?
Listening 10. 1.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Midori in marketing, please?
2.
Who's calling?
This is Sylvia Trevor.
3.
Can I ask what it's in connection with?
It's with regard to sending some brochures.
4.
One moment, let me check. I'm sorry, she's out this morning.
Do you know when she'll be back?
5.
I'm afraid I don't.
Can I leave a message for her?
6.
Sure, no problem.
Can you ask her to call me back on my mobile?
7.
OK. Can I have your mobile number, please?
It's 0779 0539 2299.
8.
That's fine. I'll give her your message. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye.
Listening 11.
Hello, is Herman there?
One moment. Can I just put you on hold?
Yes, OK.
I'm sorry, he's with a client at the moment.
Do you know when he'll be free?
I'm afraid I don't. Can I take a message?
Thanks. Can you tell him?
Sorry, one moment. I'm just getting a pen. OK, go ahead.
Can you tell him Marta called?
Marta, as in M-A-R-T-H-A?
That's right.
And your surname?
Sterligova.
Can you spell that?
Yes, it's S-T-E-R-L-I-G-O-V-A.
Sorry, is that S-T-A-R, A as in Amsterdam, or S-T-E-R-E as in Egypt?
E as in Egypt. Sterligova.
OK, Marta. And has he got your number?
Yes, but I'll leave it just in case. It's 00394567110.
And what's it in connection with?
It's about the website. Can you tell him to take a look at it? The website address is www.m-sterligova.com/htm_test-66.
Okay, I'd better read that back to you. It was www.m-sterligova.com/H as in Hungary, T as in Turkey, M as in Madrid, underscore test 66.
That's right.
Okay. Anything else?
Just if he can call me back.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Listening 12.
Joseph Marog. M-A-R-O-G-G.
Dottore Palgimi. That's P-A-L-G-I-M-I.
Ms. Hansen. H-A-N-S-E-N.
That's T-O-I-M-I-T-U-S-J-O-H-T-A-J-A.
Senor Lopo. L-O as in Oslo, P-O.
Listening 13.
Hello, is Marta there?
I'm sorry, she's in a meeting. Can I take a message?
Thanks. Can you tell her...
Oh, sorry, one moment. I'm just getting a pen. OK, go ahead.
Can you tell her Tejera called?
Can you spell that?
Yes, it's T-E-I-X-E-I-R-A.
Sorry, is that T-E-I-R-A? I as in Italy, or T-E-A as in Australia?
I as in Italy.
OK. And has she got your number?
Yes, but I'll leave it just in case. It's 00351567 110.
And what's it in connection with?
I need the report urgently. Please email it. My email is tijlopo@lisboa-globe.pt.
OK. I better read that back to you. It was tijlopo, all lowercase, at lisboa-globe.pt.
That's right.
OK. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Listening 14.
Hello, is Martha there?
I'm afraid not. Can I take a message?
2.
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead.
3.
Can you tell her Tejira called?
Can you spell that?
4.
Yes, it's T-E-I-X-E-I-R-A.
I'd better read that back to you. T-E-I-X-E-I-R-A.
5.
That's right.
And what's it in connection with?
6.
I need the report urgently. Can she email it?
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Listening 15.
Good morning. Can I speak to Dr. Alfonso in research?
Please hold. I'm putting you through right now.
Hello, research.
Hello. Is that Dr. Alfonso's office?
No, sorry. He works in the office next door.
Oh.
It's okay. Hang on a second. I'm looking for his extension number. Here we are. Let's try this. Ah, sorry. He isn't answering. Maybe he's working down in the laboratory. Just bear with me a moment.
Hello?
Dr. Alfonso?
Speaking.
Hello, it's Malcolm.
Oh, hello, Malcolm. I'll be with you in a second or two. I'm just dealing with something. Sorry to keep you waiting. Listen, Malcolm, are you okay to wait a couple of minutes or do you want to call back?
It's okay. I can tell it's a bad moment. Speak to you later.
Thanks, Malcolm. Speak later.
Listening 16. 1.
Hello, sales department.
2.
Hi, it's Malcolm.
Hi, Malcolm. How can I help?
3.
Can you give me the price on item 334?
Just bear with me. I'm opening the document now. OK, here it is.
4.
Great. And what's the price?
One moment, I'm just looking for it. OK, it's $536.
5.
Thanks a lot.
Is there anything else?
6.
No, that's all. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Malcolm.
Listening 17.
OK, let me read that back to you. Engineer Escola, is arriving on the 13th of July.
The 30th, 3-0.
Oh, sorry. So that's the end of July.
That's right.
And he's coming from Tampere on flight AS-335.
Not AS, AF. F as in Finland.
Oh, yes, of course. AF-335. And did you say he leaves at 3:15 or lands at 3:15?
No, he lands at 3:50, 5-0.
Oh, OK. Got that. Fine. OK, we'll look forward to meeting him.
Listening 18. 1.
Engineer Eskola is arriving on the 13th of July.
2.
So that's the end of July.
3.
And he's coming from Tampere on flight AS-335.
4.
Not AS, AF. F as in Finland.
5.
And did you say he leaves at 3:15 or lands at 3:15?
Listening 19. 1.
Let me read that back to you. Engineer Eskola arrives at the factory at 11 o'clock.
No, he arrives at 8 o'clock.
2.
Oh, sorry. And he has a lunchtime meeting with the managing director.
No, he has a breakfast meeting.
3.
OK. And he arrives on Tuesday, yes?
No, he leaves on Tuesday.
4.
And he flies back from Gatwick Airport.
No, from the city airport.
5.
And did you say BA-661 or BE-661?
BA, A, as in Amsterdam.
OK, thanks. I think I've got it now.
Listening 20. 1.
Sorry, but there's no one of that name works here.
Is that Wells and Co?
No, sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry to have bothered you.
That's OK. Goodbye.
2.
Sorry, must go. Got another meeting.
OK, see you at 7.
Thanks for calling.
3.
We need 50 more straight away, so if you could let me know tomorrow morning, I'd appreciate it. My number's 077-349-4676. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye.
4.
Your seat is booked. It leaves from platform 5 at 8:15.
Thanks very much.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Thanks very much.
5.
Sorry, I'll have to stop you there. I'm expecting another call.
OK, I wonder if I could call you again in a month's time, just to see if you're still interested.
Yes, OK.
Thanks for your time.
It's been nice talking to you. Bye.
6.
I'll need to check with my manager and see if we can give you a replacement.
When can I expect to hear from you?
Tomorrow morning.
Good.
As I say, I'm very sorry about this.
That's okay, as long as you can change it. Goodbye.
7.
Sorry, I can't hear you very well. Can you speak up?
Why don't you hang up and try again?
OK. Speak to you again in a minute.
Listening 21.
Hello, the Tivoli Hotel. This is Tanya speaking. How may I help you today?
Hello, I'd like to book a room for next month.
Certainly. Can I have your name, please?
Mr. Zhou.
Sorry, can you spell that?
Z-H-O-U.
Thanks. And how many nights is that for?
Just two.
And when is that for exactly?
The 11th and 12th of July.
Is that a single or a double room?
Well, actually, it's for me on the first night, and then my wife will be staying with me on the next night.
OK, so a double room on both nights. Will that be OK?
That's fine.
And can I have a credit card number to secure the reservation?
Yes, it's a Visa card. It's 6677-3424-0798.
And the expiry date?
December 2010.
OK. And can I take a contact number, Mr. Zhou?
Certainly. My mobile's 08-993-8679-4876.
Right. That's everything. You have a double room for two nights next week. Reference number RF239. Would you like confirmation in writing, Mr. Zhou?
No, it's all right, thanks.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you.
We look forward to seeing you next month and hope you have a nice day with us.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Listening 22. 1.
I need a room for the 13th, please.
2.
I'm staying until the 15th of next month.
3.
My last visit here was on the 1st of May, 1978.
4.
My credit card expires in September 2008.
5.
Sorry, can I change my reservation on the 25th of December?
Listening 23.
Sunday.
Monday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Friday.
Saturday.
January.
February.
April.
July.
August.
September.
October.
November.
December.
Listening 24.
Hello, Remoirs. How may I help you today?
Hello. I'd like to book a table, please.
When is it for?
Tuesday, the 10th of April.
Can I have your name, please?
Mr. Zhou.
Can you spell that?
Z-H-O-U.
And how many people is that for?
Six people.
Smoking or non-smoking?
Smoking, please.
What time is that for exactly?
Nine o'clock.
Fine. Is there anything else?
No, thanks. That's everything.
We look forward to seeing you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listening 25. 1.
Good evening, Central Trains. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm calling for some information about trains to Atlanta.
Okay.
Are there any more trains leaving this evening?
Let me check. No, sorry. It looks like you've missed the last one today.
Oh, dear. Is there an overnight train?
There is. It leaves at 1:10.
Oh. How many trains are there tomorrow?
Just the one. It leaves at 13:33.
Okay. I'd like to book a sleeper ticket on the night train, please.
Okay. I'll need your name and credit card number.
How much does it cost?
One way or round trip?
One way.
That'll be $94.
Two.
Good evening, Fast Cabs.
Hello, I need a taxi to take me to the train station.
Where from?
I'm at 89 Melville Street.
What time is that for?
How long does it take to the station?
About half an hour.
Okay. Can it pick me up at 11:15?
No problem. And who is that for?
Ms. Meyer.
Okay, that's reserved for you, Ms. Meyer.
Listening 26. 1.
Good evening, Centrum Trains. How may I help you?
I'd like a train ticket to Warsaw.
2.
Okay. When would you like to travel?
Are there any trains leaving this afternoon?
3.
Let me just check that. Okay, there are two this afternoon. One leaves at midday and the other at 4:15.
Okay, I'd like to book a ticket on the midday train.
4.
Okay, would you like a first or second class seat?
First class, please.
5.
And is that a single or return?
A single.
6.
Right, so that's a first class single ticket.
How much is that?
7.
That'll be €111. Can I have a credit card number to guarantee that booking?
Visa 5445-6834-0581-9064. Expiry 0609.
8.
Okay, that's reserved for you. Thank you very much. Have a good journey.
Goodbye.
Listening 27. 1.
Hello? Hello? Sorry, I can't hear you. It's a really bad line. No. Speak up. Let's put the phone down and try calling again later.
2.
Hello? Oh, hi, Sarah. Yes. Sorry, I didn't catch that. Can you speak up? Yes, I'm calling from my mobile outside the station. Oh, look, Sarah, let me call you back in 5 minutes when I'm inside. Yes. It's too noisy here. Yes, in 5 minutes.
3.
Hello, is Aiko there?
Sorry, Aiko doesn't work in this office.
Sorry to have bothered you. I must have got the wrong extension.
No problem. Try Aiko on extension 3166.
4.
Hello? Oh, hello. Yeah, I made it. It's not bad. It's a 4-star, but there's a sauna, so I thought I might use it later on. Sorry, Olga, let me call you back on the other phone. I'm on my mobile and my battery's very low. I think we're going to get cut off any moment. Yeah, I've got your number. I'll call you straight back.
5.
So, what time do you think you'll be arriving?
Well, my flight lands at 3.
Hello?
Hello, it's me again.
Sorry, I don't know what happened.
No, the line just went dead.
If it happens again, try my home number.
Listening 28. 1.
The number you are calling has been changed. Please dial the following number, 045-295-0406.
2.
Thank you for calling our cinema customer hotline. Please select one of the following options. For details of our films, press 1. To book tickets, press 2.
3.
Sorry, the number you have called has not been recognised. You have not been charged for this call. Please replace the handset.
4.
Thank you for calling Interstate Finance. I'm afraid all our lines are currently busy. Please try again later.
5.
Due to the high volume of calls, you are currently being held in a queue. We apologise for the delay. Your call is important to us.
6.
Hello, this is Mac Jones' office. Sorry I'm unable to take your call at the present moment. Speak after the tone.
Listening 29.
This is the voicemail of Bernard Lalot. I'm afraid I am unable to answer your call at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Bernard. My name's Stéphane Bougan. I work for Henkel SA in Bern. You might remember that we met at a conference in February in Lyon. You suggested I call you at some stage to discuss a few ideas. Sorry I didn't call sooner, but it's been busy since I got back. Anyway, it's just to let you know I'm interested. You can contact me on 00417586178. That's 00417586178. I won't be in this afternoon, but you can normally reach me between 9 and 12. Or I'll try calling you again tomorrow. Look forward to speaking to you. Goodbye.
Listening 30. 1.
I'll put you through.
I'll put you through.
2.
How are you?
How are you?
3.
It's ages since we spoke.
It's ages since we spoke.
4.
I'll be in all day.
I'll be in all day.
5.
Sorry, I can't hear.
Sorry, I can't hear.
6.
I must get on.
I must get on.
7.
She isn't in today.
She isn't in today.
8.
Could you tell him I called?
Could you tell him I called?
9.
Do you know when they're back?
Do you know when they're back?
10.
I'll try calling tomorrow.
I'll try calling tomorrow.
Listening 31. 1.
Good morning, can I help you?
2.
I'm very sorry, but he's away today.
3.
Can I help?
4.
Good morning, Berry Technologies.
5.
I don't know when he'll be back.
6.
One moment, I'll put you through.
7.
Can I take a message?
8.
I'm just looking for a pen.
9.
Speak to you soon.
10.
Goodbye.
Listening 32. 1.
Good morning. Can I help you?
2.
I'm very sorry, but he's away today.
3.
Can I help?
4.
Good morning, Berry Technologies.
5.
I don't know when he'll be back.
6.
One moment, I'll put you through.
7.
Can I take a message?
8.
I'm just looking for a pen.
9.
Speak to you soon.
10.
Goodbye.
Listening 33.
Hello, Sally speaking. How may I help you today?
Oh, hello. My name's Mrs. Vadala, and I have a bank account with your bank.
Right.
And I'm calling about a mistake on my account.
I see.
Yes, I seem to have paid the same amount twice this month.
Okay. Before we begin, I just need to ask you a few details. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
First of all, do you have your account number?
Yes, the number is 022-335-367.
That's great. And can you tell me the first line of your address?
It's 45 Hensel Street.
That's fine. And finally, your surname?
Vadala.
And the initial of your first name?
C for Christina.
Okay, Mrs. Vadala. Thank you very much. Let's have a look at your account. You said it was this month? Is that right?
Yes.
And what exactly was the amount?
150 euros.
Okay, I'm just looking.
And I pay it by direct debit.
Right.
But this month it went out twice.
I understand. Okay, I think I've found it.
Listening 34. 1.
Hello, Sally speaking. How may I help you today?
2.
I'm calling about my bank account.
3.
And I'd like to know how much I have in it.
I understand.
4.
Can you tell me?
Before we begin, I just need to ask you a few details first. Is that okay?
5.
Yes, that's fine.
First of all, do you have your account number?
6.
Yes, it's 022-335-367.
That's great. And can you tell me the first line of your address?
7.
45 Hensel Street.
That's fine. And finally, your surname?
8.
Vadala. V-A-D-A-L-A.
That's great. Thank you.
Listening 35.
Hello?
Hi, is that Midori?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Midori, it's Diana.
Oh, hi, Diana. Sorry, I didn't recognize your voice.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Good.
It's ages since we spoke.
Yes, it is. Not since the Dublin Trade Fair 2 years ago.
So, how are Nick and the kids?
They're fine. Nick's away in Budapest.
How old are the kids now?
5 and 7. They're both at school.
Really?
I know.
So, Nick's in Europe?
Actually, that's one of the reasons I'm calling. He wants to visit you while he's there.
Great! Okay, great. We'll expect Nick to call when he arrives.
We can pick him up from the airport if you like.
No, it's okay. He can take a taxi.
It'll be great to see him. Don't you fancy coming too?
I'd love to, but I can't.
That's a pity.
I know, but I'm so busy at the moment.
Me too.
We employ 30 people now, and someone has to run things here. We might take a holiday at the beginning of next year and come over to Ireland, take a tour and visit Nick's parents. So how about we come and visit then?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. Talk to Nick about it when he comes. He doesn't think we can both leave the office or the business will collapse.
I'll tell him.
Anyway, I must go. It's been good to talk again.
Yes. We really must speak again soon. Bye.
Bye, Midori.
Listening 36.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling on behalf of Bell Inns, the hotel chain. To improve the service Bell Inns offers its clients, we're currently carrying out some market research. You recently stayed at one of our hotels, and I was wondering if you would be prepared to answer a few questions.
Well, I suppose so.
It'll only take a few minutes. And all your answers are treated confidentially.
Okay, then.
Great. Thank you very much. First of all, do you know how many times you have used Bell Inns in the last 6 months, approximately?
A couple of times, I think. I stayed in one last month, and then I visited Seattle in January.
So, twice, then?
Yes, I think so.
And could you tell me what the reason was for your visit?
For work. I had business there.
Fine. Now, I'd like to find out what you think of our hotels.
Yes.
I'd be grateful if you could choose your answer from one of these six categories. They are excellent, very good, satisfactory, not satisfactory, and poor. Okay?
Yes, I think so.
Great. And I was wondering how you rate the quality and friendliness of staff in a Bell Inn between excellent to poor.
Fine. Yes, not bad.
Not bad. So, is that good? Satisfactory?
Yeah, a bit more than satisfactory.
So, good?
Yes, okay.
Listening 37. 1.
Good morning. I'm calling on behalf of Bell Inns, and I'd be grateful if I could ask you a few questions about our restaurants.
2.
Sure, go ahead.
Do you know how often you have used the restaurants in the last 6 months?
3.
Probably about 3 times.
Okay, and could you tell me what you think of the quality and friendliness of the staff?
4.
Very good, I think. No problems.
That's fine. And finally, I was wondering if you had dinner alone or with colleagues or friends?
5.
Actually, it was with friends.
Great. Thank you very much for your time.
Listening 38. 1. Can I help you? 2. Please speak after the tone. 3. Is that right? 4. Please call me back on 351-259. 5. It's 3561-452. Listening 39.
Hello, this is Eric Binder again. Is that Cheng Ying?
Yes. Hello, Eric.
Sorry for interrupting you again, Cheng, but it's about the time we arranged for the conference call.
Is there a problem?
Well, I'm calling to fix another time because Michael and Anna are busy this week. Do you mind if we postpone it to next week?
Let me check. One moment. I'm just looking at my diary. Okay, here we are. Which day are you thinking of?
Does Wednesday suit you?
No, not really. How about Thursday?
Morning or afternoon?
It doesn't matter to me. Which would be convenient for you?
We can make it after lunch, at 2.
That sounds fine.
Thanks, Cheng. So that's Thursday at 2 o'clock. I'll confirm it by email.
Talk to you all next Thursday. Bye.
Listening 40. 1.
Hi, Cheng. I'm calling about our meeting on Tuesday.
2.
Oh, yes?
I'm afraid Anna can't make it.
3.
Oh, dear. Never mind.
Can we postpone it to Friday?
4.
I'm afraid I'm unavailable on Friday.
How about next Monday?
5.
Morning or afternoon?
Would the morning suit you?
6.
Sure, that sounds fine.
Is 10:30 okay?
7.
That's fine.
Good. So that's next Monday at 10:30.
8.
I look forward to it. Bye.
Thanks, Cheng. Goodbye.
Listening 41.
So, anyway, the real reason I'm calling is because I'll be in Copenhagen next week on business. I'm staying at the Imperial Hotel. So, would you like to have a drink or something to eat in the centre?
That would be great.
Yeah. How about meeting for dinner on Tuesday evening?
Oh, I'd love to, but we're going out for a friend's birthday that evening. But why don't you join us at the restaurant?
That's very kind of you, but if you're going with someone else...
It's a good friend. She won't mind, especially as I only see you once a year.
Well, I'd like that very much.
Listening 42. 1.
Hello.
2.
Hi, it's Raymond.
Hi, Raymond. How are you?
3.
Fine, thanks. And you?
Very well.
4.
Would you like to meet up for dinner tonight?
I'd love to, but I'm going to the cinema with friends.
5.
Okay. How about going out tomorrow night?
That would be great.
6.
Okay, good.
But do you fancy coming to the cinema tonight?
7.
I'd like that very much.
Great. We're meeting at 8.
8.
Which cinema?
It's the cinema on Geld Street.
9.
I know it. See you there.
See you tonight. Bye.
Listening 43.
Hi, Melissa. It's Roger. I'm ringing to check everything's okay for Thursday.
Yes, I think everything's done.
Have you booked the food?
Yes, I booked the catering company a month ago. They're providing everything. Tables, decorations, champagne, sandwiches, everything.
But what time are they arriving?
I told them to come in the afternoon at 3.
That's fine. Oh, will they have finished by the time the guests start arriving?
Well, we don't open until 6:30, so that gives them plenty of time. I think they'll have left by about 5.
Good.
Roger, I do have one question about the press conference. Will the journalists be interviewing the artists at 6:30 or later?
Probably between 7 and 7:30.
So the artists need to be here at 6:45 at the latest.
Yes, I suppose so.
Do they all know that?
I think so.
I think I'll ring them, just to be certain.
Good idea. Thanks, Melissa. I can see you've covered everything. I'll leave you to it.
Listening 44. 1.
Hello, Melissa. What time is my welcome to the Japanese journalists?
It's at 10:45.
2.
Will I have finished my welcome to the French group by the time the Japanese arrive?
Yes, you'll have finished half an hour before.
3.
When is the French group interviewing the artists?
Between 11 and 12.
4.
What will the French group be doing while the Japanese are looking at the paintings?
They'll be interviewing the artists.
5.
Will the French group leave the buffet reception as soon as the Japanese arrive?
No, they won't. They'll be leaving 15 minutes later.
Listening 45.
Hello? Are you there, Simon?
Hello?
Simon, can you hear me?
Hi, Pema. I can hear you. The line's a bit quiet.
Is that loud enough?
Yes, fine.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. I've also invited Meera today because she's in charge of staff at the new call center in Bangalore.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Meera. Is that right? Is that how I say your name?
Yes, that's right.
So, Simon, have you had time to think about my email?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
Well, I understand your point about culture and that the language isn't so important, and so I've been working on a course about British culture. So if the caller mentions something in the news, for example, the person in India knows what they're referring to.
Let me just stop you for a second, Simon, because I know Meera wants to say something.
Hello, Simon. I like the idea of a course in culture, but I don't agree that it should only be culture. I think there are language problems, especially with idioms and slang and sometimes with accents.
Sorry, what was that? The line went quiet again.
I said problems with idioms, slang and accents.
Yes, I think you're right. The two things go together, language and culture. One idea I had for pronunciation was to do the training on the phone.
I like that idea.
We can listen to the people at the call centre and offer help.
I don't think that's the problem, actually, Simon. Is it, Meera?
No. There's no problem with understanding our employees in Bangalore. It's the accents of the callers.
OK, I see what you mean. So perhaps we can give them plenty of listening practice. OK, we can build that into the programme, no problem.
Great. So, to summarise, Simon, you're going to send me your programme for the trainer coming to Bangalore and also a distance programme by phone. Is that right?
Yes, once Meera has sent me the results from her survey.
Yes. So, Meera, you're going to speak to the teams.
Yes, and I think we need to record some of the calls and listen to the problems.
Yes, I agree. We need to find out a little more before deciding. OK, so let's speak again in 2 weeks, the same time?
Fine.
Fine.
I'll write up my notes from today and email them to you, Simon, OK?
Great. Thanks. Speak again in 2 weeks. Bye, Mira.
Bye.
Bye, Simon.
Listening 46. 1.
Are you there?
2.
Can you hear me?
3.
Thanks for joining us today.
4.
The reason for this meeting is...
5.
What do you think?
6.
I see what you mean.
7.
I like that idea.
8.
Let's speak again soon.
Listening 47.
Good morning. Spyline Products, sales.
Good morning. I've been looking at your catalogue and I'd like to place an order, please.
OK. What would you like to order?
Could I have 2 voice changers, please?
Sorry, do you have the catalogue number for that?
Sure. It's SL33VC.
Thanks. That was 2 voice changers, wasn't it?
That's right.
OK. Anything else?
I also need a truth teller at $470.
Was that one?
Yes, just the one. And can I also order 1 call pass?
OK. So that's 2 voice changers, 1 truth teller and 1 call pass.
Oh, and one more thing. I have a question about the phone protector, catalogue number SL36PP. Will it work with more than 1 phone at once, or do you need 1 per phone?
I'm fairly certain you need 1 per phone.
OK, I'll order 5 of those, please.
OK, I'll write down 5, but I will check just in case you only need 1. I'm sure you need more.
Thanks. That's it, I think. When can I expect delivery?
We normally say 2 weeks.
That's fine.
What name shall I put on the invoice?
It's Chandler. Chandler Security.
Sorry, can you spell that?
C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R Security.
Thanks.
Can I pay by credit card?
Listening 48. 1.
Good morning. Spyline Products, sales.
Hello, I'd like to place an order, please.
2.
OK, what would you like to order?
Could I have 2 voice changers?
3.
Sure. Do you have the catalogue number there?
Yes, it's SL33V.
4.
Thanks. What else would you like?
I also need a truth teller.
5.
Sorry, what's the price?
$478.
6.
Thanks. Anything else?
Can I also order a call pass?
7.
Sure. What's the catalogue number and price?
It's SL35CP at $305.
8.
Thanks. Anything else?
I'll order 5 phone protectors.
9.
Okay, got that.
When can I expect delivery?
10.
In about 2 weeks.
Can I pay by credit card?
Listening 49.
Good morning. Euro Deliveries.
Hello. We asked your company to collect a package from us for delivery to Moscow.
Do you have a reference number?
Yes, it's YY0788.
One moment. Yes, one box of brochures for Moscow for Outsize Limited. The computer says we're going to collect it this afternoon. After 2 o'clock, it says here.
But the trade fair starts this afternoon. We ordered delivery for this morning.
One moment. The booking form says this afternoon.
Oh, but it's going to be too late. We're meeting agents all day.
OK, I'll send a courier straight away and I'll check flight times to Moscow.
That would be great.
And I'll call you back in about 5 minutes to let you know, OK?
Thanks very much.
Listening 50. 1.
Good morning, Euro Deliveries.
2.
Hello, we asked your company to collect a package from us for delivery to Moscow.
Do you have a reference number?
3.
Yes, it's YY0788.
Okay, I'll send a courier straight away.
4.
But isn't it too late for the flight to Moscow?
I'll check the flight times as well.
5.
Thanks.
And I'll call you back in 5 minutes to let you know, okay?
6.
That would be great.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Listening 51.
Hello, Moran Machinery. Carl speaking.
Hello. I'm calling about a late order I placed 2 weeks ago.
I see.
It was a week late, and then when we opened it yesterday, there was only half the order.
Okay, I understand. Do you have a reference number for it?
It was CP66SL.
Okay. Is that Mulgrave Industries?
That's right.
And so the order was a week late and you didn't receive all the items?
No, and we can't use the items we have because they don't work without the other pieces of machinery.
I'm sorry, but can I have the exact date of the order?
Yes, it was the 5th of June, and we need them today. We're already late with production on a job for someone else.
It was the 5th of June. Okay, let me see what I can do about this,
Mr. Seven.
And what's your contact number, Mr. Seven?
0228-567-4673.
Okay, I'll call our warehouse, Mr. Seven, and then I'll call you right back. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Listening 52.
Hello, this is Mr. Seven. I'm afraid I'm unable to get to the phone right now. Leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Mr. Seven. This is Carl at Moran Machinery. I spoke to you a few days ago about a problem with a delivery. I'm really sorry for the mistake, and I hope you've received the rest of the items. As I say, I do apologize, and please ring me if you have any further problems. Goodbye.
Listening 53. 1.
Hello, Moran Machinery. Carl speaking.
2.
Hello, I'm calling about a late order I placed 2 weeks ago.
I see.
3.
The order arrived a week late, and then when we opened it yesterday, there was only half the order.
Okay, I understand.
4.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Do you have a reference number?
5.
It was CP66SL.
So it was a week late and you only received half the order.
6.
That's right.
I'm really sorry. Let me see what I can do about this.
7.
Okay.
I'll call our warehouse, Mr. Seven, and then I'll call you right back. Is that okay?
8.
That's fine. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Speak to you soon.
Listening 54.
Good morning. My name's Marco Panni. I'm calling from Student Weekly.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, who am I speaking to?
I'm the Human Resources Assistant Manager.
Good morning, Mr...
Mr. Moradi.
Good morning, Mr. Moradi. As I say, I'm calling from Student Weekly, and we're a newspaper which is only sold to students in universities and colleges. That's interesting. How many new graduates do you recruit a year?
Well, it varies. Our division takes 2 or 3 trainee managers every year, but the company at national level employs between 10 or 20 graduates per year. And then we have international placements.
Great. I noticed you have a website. What percentage of applicants come from your website?
It's hard to say. We don't always find out exactly. And we get a lot of inquiries via the internet and our website from people who just aren't suitable.
So it sounds like you need more quality applicants.
Yes, it's a problem.
What about newspaper advertising? How does that work for you?
It's okay, but again, you receive applications from the wrong people.
And advertising in national newspapers is so expensive.
That's right.
As I said, Student Weekly is sold directly in universities, and we have a special feature for our readers next week on careers, so your advert would appear on the same page.
I am interested, but I'll need to speak to someone first.
That's fine. Oh, before I forget, I don't think I mentioned that this offer also includes free promotion at a careers fair in London in March. We always have a stand at it and represent our clients to over 5,000 students.
Okay. Well, that might be useful, but as I say, I just need to discuss it.
Right. Well, can I send you a copy in the post so you can see the type of newspaper we are?
That would be useful.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Moradi. Would you mind if I called again later this week?
Well, I'm away tomorrow.
Listening 55.
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Oh, hello. I'm ringing about your advert in our local newspaper.
Oh, yes.
It's the one for 20% off if you buy before the end of the month.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Sorry about that. I was just writing an email when you rang. Right, yes. Okay. Well, perhaps I should take your name.
It's MacDonald.
Okay, Ms. MacDonald. And you heard about us in the paper. Can I ask which one? Which paper?
The Citizen.
Today's Citizen.
Actually, it was yesterday's Citizen newspaper.
Yesterday's. Okay.
I wonder if you could send me a brochure to have a look at...
Well, How about I come and visit you?
I think I'd rather have a look at the brochure first.
It's really no problem. I'm visiting your area later this week anyhow, so it's no trouble.
Oh, okay.
So, can I take your address?
36 King Street, Canterbury.
And would Thursday be okay? At 2?
Yes, I think so.
Great. So I'll see you on Thursday at 2, Miss MacDonald. It's been nice talking to you.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye.
Listening 56. 1.
Good morning, Discount Wine. This is John speaking.
2.
Oh, hello. I'm ringing about your special offer on red wine this week. There's 20% off on all wines.
Can I just take down your name?
3.
It's Mrs. MacDonald, and I'm interested in a regular order of wines.
I see.
4.
I run a restaurant, and we need a regular supplier.
Can I ask how you heard about us?
5.
A friend recommended your company to me.
Would you like a brochure or can I visit?
6.
I'd like a brochure first of all, please.
Okay. Can I take your address?
7.
Yes, it's the Wine Garden, 36 King Street.
Can I just read that back to you? It's the Wine Garden, 36 King Street.
8.
That's right.
Okay, I'll send you a brochure and then call you early next week.
Listening 57. 1.
I'm really sorry for that.
2.
I do apologise.
3.
I'm afraid I just don't know.
4.
Monday will be too late.
5.
I'm so grateful for your help.
6.
I'd love to join you.
7.
That sounds great.
8.
We're not very happy with our supplier.
9.
I'm sure your products are all excellent.
10.
I can bring one over personally.